This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
The fact of the matter is, Pittsburgh's a great sports town. There are tons and tons of really passionate Pirates fans who remember when the Pirates were a great team year in, year out. And they just want to look at the system and say, we got a fair chance to win when you're sitting around in February looking at, you know, spring training and what the year's going to be like. And we need to deal with that issue.
15-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Temperatures in the 90s in Atlanta right now. It's a scorcher there. Cool off a little bit tonight, but still will be hot for Paul Skeens taking the mound in the All-Star game. And he will definitely face Aaron Judge this time. That was a big debate last year. Oh my God, why did the American League manager, who would have been Bruce Bochy, why did he hit Judge fourth? Skeens was set up to only pitch an inning. If he goes 1-2-3, no one gets the matchup they all came to see. Well, this year, no matter what, we'll see Judge versus Skeens in the All-Star game, which will be cool. We're going to be joined by Greg Browner in a few minutes. Those were Rob Manfred's comments on Pat McAfee's show yesterday that have gone viral about Pirates fans just wanting a system that gives everybody a fair shot. Tony Clark, the former MLB first baseman who is now the MLB Players Union president, did a Q&A today with the baseball writers, and he was asked about Manfred's comments, and his response was on a salary cap, quote, "This is not about competitive balance. This is about institutionalized collusion," was his comment back. He does not want to bend on a salary cap. The Players Union in baseball is the only union to not break on a salary cap. Hockey did, basketball did, football did. So they're the one holdout. Malzi, you pointed out yesterday that if this really is a move by the owners to try to limit player salaries and box them in, that it's short-sighted on their part because competitive balance is not actually financially beneficial for baseball.
Correct.
What's financially beneficial for baseball is for the big teams to spend because they have more fans and they have more interest in them, and for those teams to get to the World Series and the playoffs every year.
That's also correct. I don't know if Tony Clark is interpreting the situation correctly here. I would say that there is actually a decent number of baseball owners who do not want a cap, who are fine with it the way it is. Do you think Steve Cohen wants a cap? Like, do you really think the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets, the big market teams want a cap? I don't. I think maybe the smaller market teams do, probably.
I think there already is a salary cap in baseball.
It's the luxury tax.
It's the luxury tax. And I think that they are tired of, well, with a luxury tax, I have to
give money to these guys who aren't spending it the way I want them to on
their team. And then I don't know what those teams are doing with those dollars.
Yeah, I think that's been a problem for a while. So
in that respect, they probably do want one, Chris, if that goes away.
If revenue sharing goes away and they can still spend their money and do it their way, maybe. But like, I think Tony Clark is sort of giving the boilerplate anti-salary cap speech, which as the head of a players association, he damn well better be, and misconstruing what the actual side here that the owners have is. And Manfred in this is bizarre to me. If you believe Manfred does want a salary cap, he would be, in my opinion, going against the wishes of his most powerful, influential owners and teams.
Greg Brown takes some time off from his All-Star break, which is very kind of him to do here in his weekly spot with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Greg, where did you vacation for the All-Star break this year? A staycation.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. It's been nice. Thanks for having me on today.
Is it a
Joe Block is in Belize, by the way. He won't be back until Friday.
Joe is off the grid for a week. We're not going to hear from Joe for a while.
He traded Bethel Park for Belize, is what I heard.
Yeah.
Official language of Belize, English, so he doesn't have anything to worry about.
There you go.
Greg, I assume then you have read or seen the comments Rob Manfred made to Pat McAfee about the Pirates and about competitive balance in baseball yesterday. I'm curious to hear what your response is to that.
Well, I didn't hear what your take was just now. I'd be curious to know. It sounded like he believes, he said it, that something has to give, and that, I think his quote was something about Pirate fans have to know that in February they've got a chance to be involved, something to that.
That was essentially what he said, is they have to know that, like, based on the system, that in February they have a chance, a fair chance, I think is what he might have said.
So I think for me that's kind of encouraging. I like that.
But isn't he talking out of both sides of his mouth when he's also the guy who will say baseball doesn't have, like, necessarily a parity problem? They'll point to all the different teams that make the playoffs every year. Like, I don't know. I get the sense that, like, Rob Manfred, and also Greg, I get the sense that Manfred, the owners that maybe have his ear the most, the people that are owning the teams that spend a lot of money, that are in huge markets, I'm not so sure they want a cap. Like, usually I would think a commissioner of a sport has everybody on the owner's side united behind him. I'm not sure that Rob Manfred does on this front.
Well, yeah, and I don't know that he necessarily... your take may be that he believes there needs to be a cap. I don't know that that's cut and dry, that that's the only way. Maybe there are creative ways, more revenue sharing. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to really dive into all aspects of the CBA and what it would take. But, maybe he's not just saying it's a straight salary cap. He didn't say that. So... I'm not necessarily convinced.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's cut and dry.
Do you think that's what baseball needs in order for the Pirates to have a much better chance to win? Just your own personal opinion?
you know, I don't, I really don't know if that's the, I don't know if, you know, I have said over the years, guys, that, you know, that let's put it this way, a salary cap is not the end all. Mm-hmm. That if you think a salary cap is going to make your team, whatever team that might be, a playoff contender right away, and for the foreseeable future, ask Cleveland Brown fans what the salary cap has done for them. Ask up until a couple years ago, Buffalo Bills fans, Chicago Bears fans. I can't think of an NHL. I think Toronto was bad for many, many years in the NHL. It's not the end all. It's not the cure all. And so I think it would help a salary cap, no question. But I don't know that that's all that's needed.
Greg, it seems like...
Or the only thing that's needed, I should say.
Well, I think a lot of people here want a cap. They also want a floor, and this idea that there's a range that teams are forced to spend within, and then that makes it feel a little bit more equitable. It also, though, Greg, feels to me, and this is a little in the weeds, so I'll try to make it not sound that way, like baseball's got more of an existential problem. You can't have a national TV deal like the NFL does because the inventory lines up correctly where, hey, Fox gets this, CBS gets that, Netflix gets a couple games, NBC has Sunday Night Football, ESPN, and so on. You've got thousands of games, and they're going to be regional sports networks, and we're seeing what's happening with that, and it just... It does feel, you said something, you know, got to give is what Manfred's message might have been. It feels like something is going to give with like the televised future of baseball, and that's going to have to be sorted out before kind of we figure out where financially the sport is headed, broadly speaking. I'm wondering what you think about kind of that reality.
Well, I think that's probably true, and you could almost, the last 3 or 4 years, kind of see it happening, that the landscape, the media landscape, comes first, and they have to get that kind of house in order, and I think perhaps they're trying to do that, you know, between now and the time the CBA expires. But there's no question that that's going to be a huge part of it, and it won't look whatever they decide to do, whatever comes out of it, it will not look exactly, to your point, Chris, like the NFL. But there's probably a hybrid somewhere. And they got smart people working on all this stuff, and you know I'm hopeful that they all figure it out, and thankfully we don't have to worry about it for a year and a half, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Greg, do you get the impression that the Pirates are very much in favor of a salary cap as an organization?
Don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I do believe that this is not news breaking, that they believe that something has to happen.
Okay.
And Bob Nutting has said as much in so many words. Yeah, they, all these owners, all these people involved in baseball have to be very, very careful with what they say publicly because they get more than just their hands slapped. So, you know, they're all unified in that respect. And so
is that why you never see votes against it? Brownie, sorry to cut you off, but like, I was wondering why we don't see more. Like, I remember the Steelers have voted against ratifying a CBA because they didn't like something as a franchise or whatever. Why don't we see more owners, not just of the Pirates, but of smaller market teams, when it comes time to vote on collective bargaining agreements, actually break ranks and say, I'm not voting for this, or I don't think this is good for my franchise, et cetera?
Oh, I don't know. I think that maybe that's kind of, to some owners, I'm guessing that, some do it to grandstand, knowing that it's a done deal. It's kind of like politics. You know what? You're just going to take a stance, just take a stance to make yourself sound better when you know it's a slam dunk. What good does that do? And that most owners believe, hey, you know, once the deal is done, let's get on board with it so that we show everybody, players in particular, that we are indeed unified. We don't want to be splintered. You know, since that last ratification, I'm sure there has been a lot of discussion about this upcoming one.
Yeah.
And internally, I'm sure more is said, more is debated, more is argued, more than what we hear publicly. They just want to try and be unified. That's a smart thing to do. The union's got the union, and the owners need to be unified.
Greg,
publicly.
Jeff Hathorn, who usually does not give a lot of hyperbolic hot take opinions, said this morning that he would make O'Neill Cruz the highest paid Pirates player in history. He would give him that extension, over $100 million, pay him more than Brian Reynolds. My rebuttal was he has a lower WAR than IKF. He's hitting barely over 200, and he hits like Todd Ritchie against left-handed pitching. So, no, I would not make him the highest paid Pirate of all time. What say you?
Oh, I think it's still probably for me. If I were in charge, would you do that right now? I'd probably say I don't think for that amount. I don't know that I'd do that. I'd certainly talk about an extension, but I don't know that I'd go that far. And he still has, this is a big couple, 2.5 months for him, because he's still not gotten to the point that where he needs to be, where everyone expected him to be. And if he's not the player, it turns out that he's not the player that everyone expected him to be, then you wouldn't sign that deal. You wouldn't offer that deal. So that's why I think the next 2.5 months are important for him and the Pirates.
Greg, I feel like your phone is making lots of noise here. This might be on our end, but
I'm sorry about that. I think that's incredibly rude, and it's unbelievable how often that happens when I get on a speakerphone, how many people start texting.
Oh, that's a text tone. Somebody said it sounded like somebody was winding a cuckoo clock.
So this is
background.
A humble brag on your part. You're actually so popular when you're on the air with us.
That's your humble brag. That's not my humble brag. No, that's not a brag at all.
People want to talk to you.
You're in demand.
Brownie, we appreciate you taking ownership of that. I want to ask you one more thing. Just because the way you finished the O'Neill Cruz answer, these are 2.5 very important months for him. What do the next 2.5 months mean for Brian Reynolds, who is their highest paid player and who has struggled enormously all season, hasn't shown like the signs of truly breaking out and becoming, hey, I'm Brian Reynolds again, don't worry about it?
Yeah, I think for him it's and for the team it's important. I mean, I'm not talking about a contract. I'm just talking about the
importance
for the
team. Just his future, his age, everything, you know. Yeah, he's an older guy comparatively.
But he's tied, and his success, O'Neill Cruz's success, we've talked about this all over and over again, seems like the Pirates, they can't afford major injuries or major off years from these players. These are the ones they've invested in, he, Brian Hayes included. The guy that's lived up to it so far is Mitch Keller.
Yep.
But the others, you can't afford that. You can't afford it. It's imperative if they are going to win anytime soon that guys like Reynolds and Cruz, not the long-term investment that we're talking about, but for them to win short-term, you have to have Cruz. You have to have Hayes. There's just no other way for them to do it under these circumstances. So, how important are the next couple months for Reynolds? They're just as important for the Pirates as they are Reynolds in order to win.
Greg, we'll get
we talk a lot about Cruz's struggles and how inconsistent he's been. Man, this has been a bad year for Brian Reynolds.
100%. Malzi said that exact thing. Based on how much he's making, his stats historically.
Track record, exactly. It's been brutal, really.
So, all right, Greg, we'll let you get back to answering some of those text messages and enjoy the rest of your All-Star break.
All right, guys. Thanks.
You bet. Greg Brown, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.